To partner or not to partner? That is the question. Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. Alert, alert, we got a listener message today. Dan from Roanoke, Virginia wrote and asked, I'm starting a new business. Should I consider bringing in a partner? Well, without a lot of background information, that can be a difficult question to answer. But I do have five things you should think about. First, does the partner bring a skill to the table that the business needs? Whether that be a specific skill or whether that be a soft skill. And by soft skill, I mean, does that person have skills that complement you? For instance, I have a weakness. I am not a very organized person. I happen to be very blessed that my partner, happens to be my wife, is amazingly organized. And so she complements my weakness and we complement each other. I'm also an out-of-the-box thinker and dreamer, and I can go in 9 directions at one time. And having someone beside me who is focused and keeps me kind of grounded, I think is an important soft skill that complements me. And so those are questions you really need to consider. Do they bring a skill to the table that the business needs and or a soft skill that complements you? Secondly, when talking about skills, is it a skill that you need for a short time or is it a skill you need for the entire duration of the business? If it's something you only need for a short time, maybe you don't need a partner. Perhaps you need an attorney, a consultant, or a freelancer that can accomplish what you need in the short term rather than bringing on a partner that's going to be with you for the duration. Third, and this probably should be first, is does your partner share the same vision for the business as you do? When you get into a business, you really need to think about your exit from that business. I know that sounds strange, but when you get in, you need to think about getting out. And the vision is whether or not are you building the business to sell it to somebody? Are you building or developing the business to position it to be acquired by a larger organization? What are your timetables for that? Is that something that you want to do soon? Or is that something that you want to do further down the road? The other thing is, are you building the business as a lifestyle business? Is it something that you're good at? Something that you enjoy doing? That you want to make a living from this business for some period of time? You and your partner need to share the same vision for the outcome and the end of the business at some point down the road. Fourth, does the revenue model support a partner? Is there going to be enough money to take care of both of you? Is it a business that is going to be large enough for 2 or 3 or more? Or is it just going to be a business that's just large enough for you? I mean, the revenue model, your business plan, that's something you really do need to consider before bringing in a partner. And then lastly, are you bringing in a partner because you need funding? And that's only something that you know. And that can be a very complex situation. And the other question that kind of ties back to is whether or not that's something you only need for a short period of time. Once the business is off the ground, will it have the revenue to support perhaps a payback to a lender? So maybe you need a bank, or maybe you can talk to a family member about, you know, lending you the money to start it rather than a partner that is going to take an equity stake. Nevertheless, if you need funding, that is obviously something that you need to consider a partner for. Let me give you two other things to think about. Let's just say that you do make the decision that you're going to bring a partner on. And so in that particular situation, this is not a LegalZoom or Rocket Lawyer kind of thing. When you start a business by yourself or maybe even with a spouse, a LegalZoom or Rocket Lawyer can be a place where you could get organizational documents to kind of get you going. That's not a good idea when it comes to having a partnership. In this particular case, you definitely need an attorney. There are two things that the attorney is going to help you out with. There can be a lot of things that he's going to help you, but two really important things in a partnership that he's going to help you out with. One is a meltdown agreement, and the other one is a how to settle deadlocks or disagreements. The meltdown agreement, is kind of like a prenuptial agreement before a marriage. It basically says what's going to happen, or sets out and lays out the guidelines for what's going to happen if we get divorced, if the partnership breaks up. And the partnership could break up for a lot of reasons. One partner just simply wants to do something different. One partner wants to sell his partnership or his share of the organization. Another reason might be that you're unhappy with your partner and you want to get him or her out. And then, of course, there's the unfortunate situation of what if one of the partners dies? The meltdown agreement will put all the guidelines together about how any of those situations are going to be handled, from what the valuation of the company is or how the valuation is going to be determined, whether certain assets are going to go with one partner or another if the entire thing melts down. These are complex and important things that need to be discussed, and you definitely need to have them documented in your organizational documents. And this is, again, not something that you're going to want to do in an online fill-in-the-blank type of situation. The other thing is how to handle deadlocks. What to do if there's a disagreement between the partners that the partners, for whatever reason, can't seem to solve. And that language that will surround that can be pretty simple. It can say that partner A is going to be responsible for all decisions related to accounting if the two partners can't agree, and partner B will be responsible, for instance, with all things related to sales or product development or what have you. It can get even more creative and simply say that there's going to be a coin toss, best two out of three, or even more exotically creative, like we're going to sit down and play three hands of poker, and the winner is the one that gets to make the decision. There's lots of ways that you can decide you're going to handle a deadlock situation. So those are really important factors, and if you're going to bring them, if you made the decision to bring the partner in, you really do need to make sure that you're going to utilize an attorney. It's a big decision, Dan, and I wish you all the best in making that decision and moving forward as you start off your new business. That's what I got for today, guys. And I got a couple other great messages to give me some feedback on the show. One was about my closing, my sign-off, and which I still haven't figured out, so we'll mix it up. And that's how it is. This is Ken Knorr. Good day, bye-bye, and bye bonds. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, and or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot and see you tomorrow.